You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner has found a history lesson in a bayou.
Say the word bayou, and you immediately conjure up the image of a deep, dark waterway winding its way through the heavy growth of South Louisiana. But not all bayous in Louisiana are in the southern part of the state. The highlands of northwest Louisiana also boast bayous. One of the most beautiful northern bayous in the state is Bayou Dorsheet, with headwaters in southern Arkansas. The bayou flows south into Louisiana, passing near Minden, some 30 miles east of Shreveport. From there, it flows into Lake Bistineau. At the lower end of that lake, its waters help form Loggy Bayou, which is a distributary of the Red River. This complex array of streams was used by the Caddo Indians, the explorers Freeman and Custis, and later steamboat captains to navigate around the logjam that was known as the Great Raft. Dorsheet is a Caddo Indian name that means hole bitten out of a log by a bear. Freeman and Custis gave detailed descriptions of both Bayou Dorsheet and Lake Bistineau in 1806, remarking that the lake was one of the most beautiful sheets of water that they had ever seen. They classified Bayou Dorsheet as a complex stream associated with a string of small lakes. Their descriptions underscore that the Great Raft clogged the Red River to the extent that Bayou Dorsheet was the main eastern channel of the Red at that time. Bayou Dorsheet and Lake Bistineau were the axis of thriving cotton trade, made possible by the rich soils deposited during flooding. At least 6 steamboat landings served the local plantations and provided regular passage for passengers and freight into and out of the region. The steamboat landings that we know about were on the eastern Bayou Dorsheet, Lake Bistineau route. From south to north, they are Plum Orchard Landing, Knowles Landing, Moscow Landing, Overton and Merle's Landing, and Ferry. We know about these landings thanks to steamboat records and advertisements in newspapers, and in some cases, physical evidence of their presence. They are a direct indication of the amount of commerce and the great wealth in the area. As Henry Shreve began removing the raft in the 1830s, and through most of the 19th and early 20th centuries, Lake Bistineau lost much of its water, at least seasonally. His efforts damaged the waterways east of the main channel as he cleared the Red River. At periods of low water, the lake appeared more like a string of smaller lakes connected by the main channel of Bayou Dorsheet, and at its lower end, Loggy Bayou. For much of the year, until 1927, Lake Bistineau was dry. In that year, a spillway was built and restored about 3/4 of the lake. Today, the bayou is a popular venue with fishermen and recreational boaters. It retains much of its prior depth and width, and unlike many streams in North Louisiana, it is still a medium-sized stream, often 50 to 100 feet wide. It features a slow-moving, gentle current that makes it an ideal recreational venue. It is a typical North Louisiana rivershed, featuring cypress trees, willows, and sandy banks. Large portions of this scenic bayou are protected by the state of Louisiana. It serves as a major contributor to the Sparta Aquifer, the primary water source for many towns in North Louisiana. Throughout history, waterways have been critical to the development of civilization. Whether as an ocean, a sea, or a river, or even a sleepy North Louisiana bayou, they are contributors to history, our history that matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport and joins us every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters. Morning Edition continues in a moment.